I have a friend who is a super salesman, and he can sell anything to anyone, and I've tried to emulate his abilities and failed miserably. I've been trying for years, and I still can't sell a thing. It seems that my friend has this innate ability to cajole and persuade and get people to buy. Customers just like him, and his magnetism is seemingly what draws them in. But of course, there's more to this story than meets the eye. What I see when I see him sell is just the tip of an upside down iceberg, or put it another way, the bottom of a funnel. Head into your kitchen or garage and grab the nearest funnel you can. Take a look at it. What do you notice? Well, it's wide at the top and narrow at the bottom. A lot goes in and little comes out. In business terms, the sale is at the bottom of the funnel. Throw a whole bunch of people in at the top of the funnel and only a few will end their journey down below. And those are the people who are ready to buy. There's one brilliant mechanism that we can use to throw people into the top of our funnel. Listen on to learn more. Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners, the podcast about SEO, inbound marketing, content, and magnetic attraction. I'm your host, Graham Knight, and today I'm going to talk about how we can get in front of a lot of people without doing any selling at all. My friend may be good at sales, but he's also had a lot of help from other people and departments in his company. The business has created an amazing product. The technical department has put together a product that works with packaging that explains the ins and outs of how to use it. And the marketing department has created an amazing message to drive awareness, interest, and desire. There's a team of people driving lead generation. They find the leads and they qualify them as potential prospects. They outreach and engage. And at the end of all that work from all of these people and all of those departments is my friend, the closer. He heads out to lunches, he plays golf with the money, and he schmoozes until the deal is sealed. He is talented at what he does. When I look at him in isolation as an amazing salesman, but I don't see the full picture, and I don't see the end-to-end process that gets the planets and stars aligned so he can do his job. Not all of us are hotshot salespeople, and we struggle to close the deal, flounder in the closing, and shoot ourselves in the foot right at the wrong moment. And I think that's simply a reflection of the person that we're talking to not being ready to buy. It seems to me many of us are missing some important marketing. Getting leads through the door seems to be a huge challenge for many small businesses, and I see it day in, day out with my friends who are trying to get the process to work for them. The biggest hurdle seems to be lead generation. SEO takes time, but it's a distribution channel you should certainly tap into. Paid ads are another option, as a sending postcards or standing on a street corner with a sandwich board. You could post on LinkedIn or Facebook and leverage other social media channels as well. There are many ways to get leads, and it's a wonder why we all struggle. One channel that has been successful in generating leads for me in the past has been newsletters, at least for Knight's Writing Company. Offer an incentive such as discount code and ask for an email address in return. It's easy to get subscribers and it's easy to get sales. I mean, who doesn't want 10% off a $300 fountain pen? And it got me to thinking, newsletters should also work with B2B sales as well, right? But I wondered how to get the ball rolling. In fact, I did set New Root Digital up with a newsletter, but I hit a problem. Not too many people were subscribing via the website. I didn't yet have a strong lead magnet or incentive, and I still don't. So a few weeks ago, I hit the books to find the answer of how I could start to build my list. Believe it or not, the answer was extremely simple. I'm a member of the Smart Passive Income community for entrepreneurs that was founded by Pat Flynn, and Pat has a teeny little email-based course on growing your email list to 100 subscribers quickly, so I decided to take the challenge, and over 3 days I followed the automated email sequence to start building my list. And I love entrepreneurs because they learn and share. Pat got the idea from someone else, packaged it up especially for me, and now I'm glad to tell you about it in return for you listening to this episode. And I'll certainly include links to SPI in the show notes as well. But first, why is a newsletter so important, and do you really need one? Think about it for a moment. When someone gives you an email address and signals that they're interested in hearing directly from you, this is a very special transaction and acknowledgement. It means you have something of value and that person wants to hear it. You have that email address and that gives you a direct channel into the person's inbox with permission. Someone else's platform doesn't get in the way or stop you from reaching people, and the email list is not going to disappear like it might if it was a list built on Google Plus, MySpace, or Yik Yak, whoever they were in the past. So how do you get the ball rolling here? Well, Pat's challenge was based on following emails sent over a period of 3 days. You follow the actions, and at the end of it, you'll get some results. Either you'll learn that nobody is interested in what you have to sell, or you'll have started to build a list of people who said yes. And at this point, you can offer them insane value by asking what they would like to hear from you, and you can help them. And these people may not become customers, but you bent their ear and they're certainly interested to hear what you have to say. So day one, and the challenge came over the email. Write down the names of 10 people you know who you think might find value in being on your newsletter. Drop them a message and see if anyone raises a hand. And the message goes something like this. Hi, Jane. Hope you're well. I'll be starting to add more educational content on my website, teaching people about inbound marketing, SEO, blogging, and more. Things that I'm learning myself in my SEO and marketing work that I think others can benefit from. I'd love to make an impact on people's lives and businesses through what I learn and can teach. So I'm making a list of contacts who might find this useful. Would you be interested in learning more about that? And by the way, that's pretty much the message that I've been sending out last week, actually, and this week. And I've had some good results, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. If they reply yes, and you reached out on social media platform like LinkedIn, simply ask them for a contact email address so you can reach out to them soon. If you email, then you already have their email address and you also have a yes. I received around 6 raised hands out of 10 in the first day, and this was absolutely amazing to me. Day 2's challenge was to do the same thing again and add more people to the list. If someone says no, then simply ask them to refer you to anyone in their network who may be interested and say thank you. At the end of day 2, I'd reached out to 30 people and received around 25 yeses and 0 nos. And that's really quite something in my mind. Day 3, and there were some other ideas to get people on your list. You could add a note in your email signature. You could ask people when you see them in person, or you could mention it in the context of an existing conversation. You could get actively involved in forums on your business niche and offer help there. There are endless possibilities to increase the size of your list. The final piece to the puzzle is to email people who have raised their hands and ask them for some help. Something like this. Hi there. I just wanted to shoot you a quick email to say thanks again for letting me know that you're interested in learning more about mushroom farming. Or you can put the topic that you're interested in here. I have a quick question about that, actually. What made you interested in the first place? I'm just doing research and I'm super curious to know what about mushroom farming made you say yes to learning more. Are there any specific stories you can share related to that? If you have a minute, let me know. Thanks again. And boom, you've started a conversation that ultimately goes toward providing value to them through both your website content, your YouTube videos or podcasts, and your newsletter publications. As Pat says, great things start to happen when you have conversations such as these. And before I forget, if you like this story and you want to know more, please subscribe to my newsletter on neurodigital.com, and I'll be sure to be in contact personally to ask you how I can help. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.